Welcome to Activate Yourself with Geeta Sidhu-Rab, where we feature otherwise normal people who, because of events in their life, have turned left and done unusual, inspiring, incredible things, like build a business, become a happiness expert, marry a prince, create an empire, or like your host, set up a health and wellness business, Nosh Detox. Here's your host, Geeta Sidhu-Rab.
Hi, my name is Geeta Sidhu-Rab, and this is Activate Yourself. As always, the goal behind this show, the goal behind everything that we do is to actually get you to a place that when you listen to something in times of chaos, in times of uncertainty, in times of just not knowing what the actual hell is going to happen next, which is the worst thing in the world. I think you can do almost anything with anything. It's the anticipation of waiting for the suffering that kills you. So how about if you didn't see it as anticipation of waiting for the suffering? How about if what you saw it as was a stepping stone to some chaos and ultimately growth? Because if you looked at it that way, it would be a completely different way. So as always, today's guest is somebody who is here to have you rearrange how you think about your aging process. I grew up with a mother who refused to talk about her age. She was literally 21 till I think I hit 21. And she had this entire process where she was like, no, I just don't age. And I remember her actually changing the number on her passport. And I was like, oh my God. And she's 88. She lives on her own, has resisted all attempts to have me go in there. And she's just so happy with who she is. And so for all of you listening today, I want you to rethink how you age. Because I completely don't look my age. I have no intention of ever looking my age, whatever the fudge that is. Yes. And so today I have a guest who is going to help you see how you are aging in a completely different way. So Kwavi, welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I truly appreciate it.
Such a pleasure. Tell me about your what I like about you is you're literally focused on women basically over 50. So yes. Why that as a starting? Yeah, I mean, obviously you must be over 50. I'll take that as a starting point.
Yeah. Yeah. But the reason why I did that was I was probably about 49 and I decided to do these interviews with women who are already in their 50s and over to get some advice. I was like really excited about turning 50 and I was like, let me get some advice from them. So I sent out a survey. And then when I started reading the responses, I was heartbroken because 80% of the women described themselves as invisible. And I thought, whoa. And so I decided to go to my friend Google, typed in the word invisible woman. I'm like, let me see what this is all about. And the term invisible woman syndrome popped up. And I was like, what? This is a thing? And all I could hear at the back of my mind was, you can be the change, you can make a difference. And that's when I started this whole journey. I actually started it last year because prior to that, I was a weight loss coach. And after that, I just said, you know what? I have to make a difference. I just think that women in their 50s and over have so much to offer. They have so much wisdom. That's not the time to sit down and just say, okay, you know, I'm going to fade into the shadows because society kind of has this impression of what you should or shouldn't look like. And so that's why I started this mission because I really want women in that age group to just, you know, embrace their age and just take up space in this youth-obsessed world that we live in.
I read a fantastic kind of saying, which I'm going to make a post around. And it said, when women are young, they have all the privileges and none of the responsibilities. Mm-hmm. And as women get older, they have all the responsibility and none of the privileges. And I thought, wow, that's amazing. Because I remember being able to literally stop traffic when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as I got older, I was like, oh, can I wear this? Should I? Because like my elder daughter was like, Mama, you cannot wear a thong on the beach. And I was like, why can't I wear a thong?
Exactly. Why can't you? I agree.
You know, and so there were things that I wouldn't wear and there were things that I would wear. But you know, there's also things I just don't want to wear. Right.
So right.
But
that's true.
And the thong I wanted to wear because I was like very comfortable wearing that.
Yeah.
Didn't have a problem with it. And I literally probably have an ass to rival the Kardashians. So I was like, well, I'm happy with how this looks. And if this is, and I remember her saying that and me, and I've never had to deal with that for my kids. They've always been really supportive. And I was like, wow, even you have a place.
Oh, yeah.
Where this, and I was like, so what that means is that if I have the responsibility without the privileges, that is not an internal thing. I have to work out what I choose to interact with as a privilege and a concept. So so tell me how you teach women this and what you say to them.
Yeah. And one of the things is I really question, like when they say they can't do something, or because they come up with a concept, I'm too old or it's too late. And I'm like, who said
that?
That's the thing. It's like, is this some billboard somewhere out there that says you can't do this? Like, you need to tell me because I haven't seen that. Like, really question that. And I tell them sometimes it's not really what other people are saying. It's like what your thoughts are saying. Like those are thoughts you've had. And so you're now like, oh, I shouldn't be able to do that. Like, why? Challenge those thoughts in your head and decide to do it if that's what you truly want. Because a lot of women want to do these different things, but they're like, should I really be doing that? Like,
it's also the dating younger men thing.
Yeah.
Because you will see again and again and again the simple fact that, well, basically I'm sure you do, but we get hit on by much younger men all the time. But it's also that thing of, oh, they like just want to, you know, they're not looking for anything serious. And it's like, me too. I have my kids. What do you think I want from you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And I have example after example of women getting together with men that are 10, 15, 22 years younger. Being happy in relationships
exactly.
that are 15, 17 years.
Yeah. And why not? And see, this is the thing. We have to question those old thoughts that we've had, whether it was from our upbringing or from society or culture, and just question them. Like, why not? Like, I interviewed a lady the other day. She's in her 50s and she's in medical school. Like, why not? Like, well, go ahead and do these things.
So if you're 50, you've got another 38 years to live.
Thank you.
And function. What on earth are you? And my mother's on Instagram. She's on it. I'm trying to keep
her. Oh, look at that.
I'm like, please don't.
I love
please,
it.
Please, I beg you, do not go on TikTok. And everywhere I am.
Oh, let her go. No. Gita, let her go. Seriously.
No, like, let her go. She stalks me. And then goes on and she goes, she's so right. She's so clever. Look at it. And I'm just like, mom.
But you know what? It's so interesting you should say that. That's exactly what my boys did. Like when I was in 2020, I wanted to go on Instagram and my boys are teenagers. And they were like, mom, you cannot go on there. That's for us. And I'm like, said who?
At first
I was like, okay, I won't go on. And then 2 months later, I'm like, no, I'm going on. And they same argument. They're like, mom, it's not for people your age. I'm like, watch me.
The fastest growing demographic on TikTok is 55 years old.
It is.
And
it
is. You don't think that?
I love it.
My TikTok, because I do lie to my son. My daughters know I'm on TikTok. My son, I'm like, no, babe, I would never do that. And we all just move on. He's never going to hit me because the For You page of his and mine are like.
But you know what's interesting though? So my son, they've kept saying, because I explained it to him, I'm like, I'm going to go on TikTok. And then my younger son, he was kind of cool with it. He even did a few dances with me. And my oldest son was like,
oh my God, you dance on TikTok? That's fantastic.
Oh yeah, I do.
I'm going to go look you up while we're doing this. Keep talking. I'm looking
at you. Yeah. And then my oldest son said, mom, I said, okay, guess what? Listen, if I get 10,000 followers, will you dance with me? He's like, yeah, okay. But he said that with the thought that I would never get 10,000 followers. Guess what? 2 months later, I had 10,000 followers and he had to dance with me. Reluctantly, of course, but he did it. So you just never know. So it was so funny. I was like, okay, I'm on. And then the worst thing that could have happened to him happened. His friends found me on TikTok. He's like, mom, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. Why are they on my For You page?
Right. My daughter's friends, sisters, like older, are on my page. And I'm kind of like, meh, that's okay. Right. I told them weight loss, perimenopause, they should know.
Right.
About that.
Prepare them ahead of time because we weren't prepared.
Oh, bro. Were we ever not
that
prepared?
Was ridiculous. Like, seriously, why were people not talking about it? Like, this is something that you will get through.
Yeah, but babe, that's what we started with. By the time you get to that age, which is, you know, 35 to 40, you have all of the responsibility and not the privileges.
Right.
And this is the thing with this is it's a conversation that I find very interesting, because if you're not going to have any privileges, the freedom inherent within that, which is what I coach around and obviously you coach around as well, is if you're not going to give me a privilege, where's the privilege that I'm going to require?
Right.
right? Because if you're going to give me a privilege, I have to assume you have power over me, and that's your concept of privileges is what is good. But what if I don't fall? Because I'm all about coaching for power. I'm all about what is it? How does it work?
So tell me
what it is that you teach women and how that works.
And so what I really help women do is I want them to create whatever life it is that they want. I'm like, let's really just take off all the bars, endless possibilities. What do you truly want? And sometimes they come with, oh, I'm not, you know, and I tell them what's preventing you from doing that. Like, let's just have this dream board. Like, what are the things that you want to do? And most times I tell them, okay, why don't you have that in your life right now? A lot of them will come up with fear. And I'm like, what really is it? And most times it's themselves. Like, they are worried about, it's always, you know, and I'm like, let's really talk about that. Like, and I get them to think like, what if all this that you're talking about actually happens? How would you feel? And they're like, it would be amazing. I'm like, okay, so let's kind of step into that. But what I help them do is overcome that thought in their head, because we all have it. That's always kind of pulling us down. Like, okay, especially when you start something new. I tell people all the time, when you go to brush your teeth in the morning, you never have any fear. You know why? Because your brain is used to that. That's something that you do all the time. But when you want to do something new, your brain is going to sabotage you all the time. And you have to decide intentionally that that is what you want to do and be ready to overcome that fear or those obstacles that your brain's going to present to you. And listen, it's just an emotion. It's what I tell my clients. As long as you're ready to face the emotion, you're going to be okay. Because on the other side of that is amazing. And I tell them all that. It's just the fear. It's just an emotion. It could be shame, humiliation. But I tell them, think about what's on the other side of that. The growth for you is like just amazing and outstanding. Yeah.
I love that. That is a very good time. We're going to take a very short break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
So we're back. How do you teach this? Because before we started, you were saying that you hold retreats. And I'm like, wow, I've always wanted to hold retreats because I do so much coaching and I've kind of never quite taken that step. So you only coach through retreats or do you do it other ways?
Oh, no, I do. I also coach one-on-one. I have an online membership and then I also do retreats. Yes.
So talk to me about the retreats.
All right. So let me tell you how I started with retreats, which is an interesting story. I started with retreats maybe about 5 years ago. I just had this like desire to just go to a beautiful place, have a private chef, private villa. I had it all envisioned in my head by the ocean. And so I decided, okay, you know, I'm going to do it in Thailand. I chose the island of Phuket. I'm like, I'm going to have it there. Meanwhile, I live in Atlanta. Do not know anyone in Thailand, but this is me like, you know what? This is what I want to do. Set it all up, had all, you know, consulted a villa, booked and did everything and started marketing. And guess what? Zero people signed up. I was like, whoa.
This would be my fear.
That happened. And I said, okay, you know what? I know I have something to offer. I'm going to do this again. Because I said, I know women are tired.
Oh, like you literally canceled it because it didn't work.
Yeah, because it didn't work. And I said, okay, that's fine. Disappointment. Yeah, I was disappointed. I said, you know, I'm going to do this again, because I knew in my heart of hearts that women need this. I said, okay, I'll do it again. And so the next year I did it again. People signed up. It was amazing.
And what was the difference between year one and year two?
Okay, let me tell you what the difference was. First of all, was the amount of time. I didn't give enough runway. I thought, you know, I'll just put it out there. 3 months, people will sign up. People need time to book international travel. They didn't just get up and go. And then I also realized I really wasn't selling my, I just thought, oh, you know what? This is it. Come. I have to sell them on the reason why they need to come.
What did you tell them?
So I told them, like, think about your life. Like, you're probably doing the day-to-day things, and there's a part of you that's beginning to feel a little bit resentful. Like, you're doing all these things for everyone else, and you're like, And then you're even guilty for feeling resentful, because you're like, maybe I should be doing this for my kids. Maybe I should be doing this for my spouse. But there's a part of you that wants more, and you're like, how do I do that? You also plan vacations with your family. You come back from vacation, and you're tired.
You need a holiday.
Like, you need vacation from, thank you. And so I was speaking their language.
Right? I used to come back. I have 5 kids. I would go on all the and I would come back. And they were like, do you have a nice holiday? I'm like, I need to go away. I'll call you in 2 days. I just need time to decompress. Oh my God, I want to kill them all.
Yes. And I was like,
love them,
I know how you feel.
Time off. Yeah.
That's it. And I'm like, I know how you feel. I want you to imagine no cooking, no kids, no spouse, no pets, just you in a beautiful space where you are catered for. Yes. And you can, you know, we have private time in between, you know, we have things scheduled. We have coaching in the morning. You have your own private time during the day. And then in the evenings, we go on these amazing adventures. And during the private time, listen, you can do whatever you want. You can lie down by the beach. You can take a nap, which for some of them, they've never done that in a long time. You can read a book. You can just be. And so I painted that whole picture and people signed up. And then after that, I did in Bali, I did in Morocco.
How many people came on your first retreat then?
So I had 7, and I typically do intimate retreats because I book villas that have a bathroom and a bedroom. Like, I don't want, we're not sharing. We're like having our space. Yes. And so I typically book those type of retreats, and they're very intimate, and the women end up being friends because you spend time with these. It's just such a delight to do these. And then I just feel like, I feel so grateful to be able to spend time with women in that kind of space. And the coaching at that level, because it's very intimate, is phenomenal. We all
and
learn.
They're how long?
7 days, 6 nights.
See, I love that. When I grow up, I'm going to do this.
Yes.
I really, really want to do this because it's something that I probably feel like you felt. There's a calling where you think, I actually want to do this. I want to put these women in a room. I want to speak to them, help them. And yeah, I actually like that idea.
It's magical.
Yeah.
You should do it.
Big fan of that. Okay. Yes. So talk to me about your YouTube show.
Okay. So my YouTube show is called 50 Shades of Over 50.
Yeah.
And I started that because I really want to change this negative narrative around aging. And so I interview women who are just doing inspiring things in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. And really, it's just to change this whole notion that I'm too old, it's too late. Like I told you, the woman who's in her 50s, you know, going back to medical school, 91-year-old, she's starting her own business. So I'm interviewing different women doing different things. And I'm doing this because I want women, because I know a lot of women are out there thinking, oh, you know what? My life is over. I'm in my 50s.
Oh
my
God, I drove past an old age home and they said, you can join from 50.
I know, that's it.
I was like, oh my God, are you shitting me? I honestly had no, I'm still traumatized at the thought.
Yeah. So we're changing. So, you know, so for me, I really want us to redefine what over 50 means. It's not like what our mothers went through, our grandmothers, is completely different. And we get to redefine it for ourselves. And so for me, I want to share those stories. So there are women I know out there that are probably like, oh, I can't do anything anymore. Listen to these stories. These can be sources of inspiration for you to realize that, yes, you can still go ahead and do what it is that you want to do. Yeah.
And I mean, there's a place where I think, you know, I'm always trying to teach my clients that your tribal cultural foundations and your kind of, so there's like 3 foundations. It's your tribal cultural foundations. Mm-hmm. It's your symbolic foundations, and it's you as an individual.
Yeah.
And that yes, we talk about subconscious and all this stuff, but unless you understand why you think you should be a good girl and how it doesn't serve you to be a good girl.
Thank you.
You are not going to move forward, but they don't kind of quite get it. They're like, oh, so I'm not going to be a good girl. And it's like, no, 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 no. Well, a lot of the women that I work with are senior professionals and senior successful women. They're like, I ain't nobody's good girl. And they're like, yeah. So you earn, I promise you, this is a true story. You earn $7.5 million a year. You're wearing a Chanel suit with Cartier jewelry. Yes. And you said, I can't talk to you on Friday afternoon because I'm ironing.
Ah, thank you.
I'm like, you what? She goes, I'm ironing. I'm like, why are you ironing? Because she half earns her husband.
Yeah.
And she wants him to see her as a wife and it's her home. And
that's her programming.
Right. And I'm like, so do we all understand that actually ironing is not how this man defines a good wife?
Yeah.
And in fact, if you want to know, you could just ask him.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it?
Oh,
and that's one of the, just like you, that's one of the things I speak to when I coach my clients. I'm like, let's really dig deep into the thoughts you have about whatever it is that you're dealing with, because that's where it really begins with. It's like, why are you choosing to think that?
Because you're not choosing, are you? That's the problem.
No, but I think you are.
Subliminal, and then you're accepting it. You're not removing
right. But then you have the option to change it. But I don't think you even realize that's an option. You just think, that's just the way things are. And so when you begin to question your thoughts, you realize, huh, maybe that's not what I really want. I wanted, but because I've done it for so long in this way, I just think that's the only way. So it's just, I think it's really interesting as women, you know, how we've been socialized to think in a certain way about different things. And we can change. We can change it.
Gaslighting, bro. It's 100% gaslighting. There's no socializing bullshit. This is 100% gaslighting women into creating a version of ourselves that remains as a second-class citizen.
And we can change that. Like, seriously, that we don't have to put up with that. That's the thing. And I don't think a lot of women realize that. Like, listen, you can change. You can reinvent. You can decide right now that this is no longer acceptable. And yeah, you might get some pushback, but that's fine.
But I think they also don't realize that when you choose to change, you actually, it does make a difference because the choice has to happen within. You were almost waiting for permission. So we're going to go for a short break. And when we come back, I want you to tell me the benefits of giving women these choices. I know with my clients that when I help them to see themselves differently, everybody makes more money. They get better jobs. They, they have more fulfillment and better sex.
Yes.
Just
yes.
So when I want you to tell me what the benefits of what you do are when we come back.
Yes, sounds good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
So we're back now. Yes. What are the benefits?
All right. So they vary because one of the different areas that I work with are relationships, health, sleep, sex, finances. And so all those areas we cover in coaching. And depending on the area that I'm working on, you see the benefits. Like I'll give you an example. One of my clients, she's in her 60s and she was a former teacher. And she really just felt that life was over for her. She had been taking care of her mother. her mother had passed away, and she just felt like, okay, is this what's going to happen to me? I'm just going to, you know, I've retired now. I'm just going to die. And I said, you know, what is it that you truly want? She's like, well, I'd really love to start a business. And I'm like, why can't you do that? I'm like, she's like, at my age? I'm like, in your 60s, why not? She started a business and it's doing well.
Yay.
And this is what happens. When you start to open yourself to these possibilities, other things change. And guess what happened? She's like, okay, you know what? I want to start losing. I want to, you know, start exercising. She lost weight. She said, Kwavi, I haven't been this weight in 10 years. It's like she looks at herself in a different way. Like, listen, when women open themselves up to doing these things that serve them, it's amazing. And you know who benefits? Not just them. Everyone in their circle benefits.
And their family.
Yes. Yeah. It's amazing. And so I see this in her. And she says, oh, she's like, Kwavi, I can't believe that when I first started coaching with you, I would cry all the time. She said she was just, she felt so sad. And she's like, I can't believe this now. She's like, I feel like, and you can visually look at her and she looks like a different person.
I love
like
that.
The glow is like, wow.
But the thing is also that you can't teach what you don't know, right?
True.
So if you learned this from your mother and mm-hmm. that's what you did, then that's yeah. what you did. But if what you learned from your mother, what if you learn something different today, you teach your children something yes. completely different from that basis. Yes. And that that's is worth, I've always thought that there were things that I would do for my kids. I've known there are things that I would do in my life for my kids that I would never do for myself.
Right.
And because they were there, I did those things. And it's only yeah. in this age where I'm like, so my needs, my desires, my everything, right?
Yes. Yeah. I
so
love
what
that.
Do you want to do with your business, Kwavi? What is it? What is kind of the next step? What is it that...
I want to create a whole movement. Like I want to impact 1 million women or more that where we get to a stage where we're just, you know, we just take up space. Like we don't like, oh, because I'm this age, I can't do it. Like, no, listen, if you're in your 70s, 80s, you want to wear a bikini on the beach, go for it. If you want to start a new business, go for it. I want you to be able to just be proud, loud, and fierce and not feel that, oh, I can't do that because of my age. Like, why not? Go for it. And this is the thing. It might not work out. But guess what? At least you did it. And the fact that you did it, there's growth. You've changed.
Exactly. You need to reframe success as the growth, not as the result.
Exactly.
Have you ever seen the Instagram account, Train with Joan?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She's phenomenal.
I know. Look at that.
I look at her and I was telling my mother, I was like, you're only 88. Get with it, chick.
Yes.
So it was so funny because she does yoga and her yoga
everything.
Teacher.
Yeah.
She's 77, right? And I'm like, y'all should just carry on this vein completely. But I was like, okay, pick up these bottles of water because they're heavy. Sit up and stand up 20 times, you know, 3 times and all this. So just to get her to the place where her muscles are getting.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I love stories like that. Like I live for stories like that. I want us to start viewing, you know, that being the norm. And it's not even close to that yet. I want to see more of us in ads. Like we buy cars, we spend a lot of money. Actually, we have a lot of budget
money out of all the women.
Thank you.
Friggin' alive.
Thank you.
Barring the odd oligarchs.
Yes, exactly. And look at, but then guess what? You don't see us in brands. No. Mm-hmm. And I think that needs to change.
Oh my God. Let me tell you, I went to buy a car and I love cars. This expression, petrol head. love fast cars, and I think it's because when the kids were younger and I was a single parent, the only place I had time on my own was in my car.
I know. I agree with that. Yes,
right. I've always bought fast cars because it was my only luxury. Everything else went to my kids.
It was love
my only
it
luxury. And I remember ringing BMW, Mercedes, Maserati, Porsche, and someone else.
Yes.
I remember ringing them all going, I want to change my car and I want to. And I remember the guy at BMW being literally rude to me. The guy at Mercedes yelled at me. Maserati asked me when my husband was coming.
Okay, see?
And the only, I had never bought a Porsche. I had never liked Porsches at all. And the guy at Porsche was 27. Mm. He was like, oh my God, what a great frigging choice. Pop in. There are some insane cars that I can show you. You will love them. Need for Speed, come my way. I turned up. Let me try. He was just like, take the whole day off. Just come hang out. He was like, how many cars do you want to try? I was like,
can you imagine that experience? Oh my word.
And then he's like, do you want your, this 27-year-old, he's like, do you want your kids to be able to sit in the car? I'm like, yeah, I really do. He went, perfect. We have this version. And I walked out of there and I was never going to buy another car than a Porsche.
Because exactly. This man, that experience.
I have to say Bentley and Ferrari were very similar, just to be okay. on that.
Yes. But
that I wanted to kill those other guys. I was like, exactly. How dare you?
And you, it's like, that is money you're throwing away. And that's what they do. That, like you've said that, think about how they portray, like they don't even figure us out in their ads.
Can you imagine the money they're losing? Why is there no place for handbags? Why is there no place for handbags in a car?
Especially as we're spending the money. Like you need to make an allowance for that. You have a cup holder. How many cup holders? Can we get a space for that? Like seriously.
Like the bit in the middle. Why does it have whatever the hell it has? Just put my handbag space in there.
That would be, listen, whoever comes up with that and does that, they're going to make a lot of money.
Because we would just buy that car because of a
thing. Thank you. Oh my goodness. Can you imagine just put your bag in there? Like, yeah, it just sits just right there.
Whereas
like,
my bag has to not sit under someone's feet. Ah,
I love that.
It annoys me so frigging much. And I'm like, do you not understand? It's because just because you may not think I'm sexually attracted to you, which you're stupid, but you may not think that does not mean I don't have the monetary capability.
That's the thing. Financially, they don't even factor us into the equation and they need to. They don't. So that's kind of interesting.
Very interesting. This is the whole thing about the whole gaslighting. Mm-hmm. Because the weight loss industry, that whole
gaslighting. Oh my goodness.
Well, yes. Where we leave with humiliation. And I'm really interested about how humiliation is meant to make you feel better and get you to lose weight. Because you know you're a child and you have other ways, like Pavlov's fucking dogs.
I know, right?
Oh my God. Absolutely. Yeah, but it's like a lot of the work that I'll do around perimenopause and I look at scientific studies, but like the studies actually are men and other
people. That's what I'm like. Okay, let me even go further. Let me go there. And you know what's even interesting? Even when they do the studies, guess who they use? White women. It's like we haven't even, oh my goodness, it's just crazy.
79% of all the mice are also men.
Look at that.
And not even that. Let's talk about the tropes. I walked in to get a checkup. Mm-hmm. I wanted a scan, endometrial scan. The guy would not let me out the door till he did a diabetes test. I'm like, listen, I need you to clearly understand that I run a health business. I completely understand. You think I might have diabetes, but I am telling you that there is not a hope in hell I have diabetes.
Wow.
The man and he was like, I will take that test as long as you pay for it. He goes, I need to take this test.
Oh,
and
wow.
He was so committed. And he was like, but you'll see. And then you'll pay. I was like, if you get a result,
what? I'll
pay for it. He forced me to take the test. I was like, you pay for it. As long as you're happy to. Of course, there was nothing. Can you imagine? We need like another whole conversation about what it's like to actually front up as not being white women when you show up in all normal everyday life.
And Oh yeah. We need to have that. Like it's
particularly post-Trump.
Yes. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's very different. I mean, I've read, I'm like, that's so interesting. I'm like, can we do studies on everyone? You think it works for everyone? Like,
you're
really?
So demanding. Honestly, Sweetie, why are you so demanding? What rights do you think you might have? Right. You know, I mean, like, just like be, let me tell you, this is why perimenopause never got a look in. It never got a look in.
Yeah.
Because who are you? And why are you relevant to me?
Exactly.
And it literally, it's so patriarchal. It's like, I don't want to shag you. Therefore, you're not relevant.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And think about it. That's why menopause is not even considered. I mean, think about if that were for men, oh my goodness, think of all the options and things that would be available. They don't even talk about menopause in medical school. I've spoken to doctors. There's nothing.
Babe, there's 4 hours of nutrition in medical school. That's even worse. Like 4 hours. 4 hours. And then I'll have doctors, because I've been doing this for 14 years.
Yes.
And in the beginning, doctors would fight with me because they would be like, oh my God, like juice is just bad for you. Fruit is bad for you. And I'm like, oh my God. Like I have TV interviews where people are yelling at me because I'm telling them not to eat bread. 2010, 2012. No, really. And then now doctors are my clients. I'm like, well, that took you a hot minute, didn't it?
Yes.
Anyway, that was our nice rant for the day. Kwabi, thank you so much for joining us. Where can people go to find out more about
you? Yes. So you can go to my website. It's www.kwabi.com. I'm also on Instagram at Kwabi TV, and I'm also on TikTok at Kwabi TV.
K-W-A-B-I.
V-I, yes.
Amazing. Thank you very much for joining me. I really appreciate your time and the ranting capacity.
Love it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My name is Geeta Sidhurob. This is Activate Yourself. I hope you had fun because you know what? Sometimes you just need to rant. And I'm very grateful you all came to listen. I am looking forward to having you all on the next show. And there will be more inspiration. There will always be more ranting because there will be, and there will be more illumination. So you are very welcome. And I'll see you on the next show.
Thank you so much for joining us. Our goal was to give you pause, make you think about your life, and inspire you to say, wow, what if I tried to do that? If they can do it, so can I. Did it work? Let us know by finding us on social media at Geeta Sidhurob or at Nosh Detox. We upload new shows every 2 weeks here. And if you start to miss us, check us out on YouTube.